Metamorphosis. Introduction. From Ovid's Metamorphoses to Marvel Comics' X-Men, it's hard to think of a shape-shifting story that isn't both violent and sensational. None is weirder or more wonderful than Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis. But Kafka's story is also richly comic. Born in Prague in 1883, Kafka grew up in a German-speaking family. He wrote the funny, poignant, and unsettling Metamorphosis in 1912, creating a key text in the revolutionary spirit of 20th-century modernism and a classic of surrealist horror. Metamorphosis tells the story of Gregor Samsa, a successful young traveling salesman who one day wakes to find that he has turned into a kind of giant bug. Kafka's detailed description of the arch of a brown abdomen divided into stiff domed segments and a regiment of puny legs conjures up something between a centipede and a cockroach. Is the transformation a real physical fact, or are we meant to understand it on some more profound level, a continuation of the troubled dreams from which young Gregor has just woken? As the anti-hero himself states, it was no dream. And Kafka's painfully funny and extremely realistic depiction of the bug human struggling to get its ugly, ungainly carapace out of bed asks us to take the transformation at face value. Any translator coming to Kafka's work sees at once that it is written in clear and concise language, whose economy is a clever artistic counterpoint to the subtlety of its underlying themes. Sticking to this plain elegance without taking too many liberties with the original has been the overriding objective of this translation. But the close reader will find that there are a few well-intentioned minor departures. Despite the disturbing strangeness of events, Kafka's powerful narrative manages to make us suspend disbelief, but at the same time, the story works on a deeper level. If Gregor's plight is a metaphor for the human condition, then how should we interpret it? Stuck in a 15-mile motorway tailback, or in voicemail jail on the phone to an impenetrable utility company, we all know what it feels like to be Kafka's beetle. He has hit on something universal in human experience. Sadly, for a long time, Gregor himself remains in denial about his fall from grace. This is all the more poignant in that, until horror comes upon him, the young man has been a model of virtue. For several years, ever since his valetudinarian father's business failed, he has single-handedly supported his parents and teenage sister, Greta. Sweet-natured to a fault, it really doesn't do to be too submissive in life. Samsa's first fear is not for himself, as might be expected, but that, having missed the 5 a.m. train, his bullying boss will sack him. As he worries about losing his job, we learn that, in fact, Gregor hates his work. Is work the metaphoric beetle, the cockroach we all have to bear unless we happen to enjoy our employment? If so, it would again strike a pretty universal chord. In fact, its critique of work is only the first in many levels of understanding that begin to unfold in Kafka's story. Next, he leads us to think about the truculence of youth, and the way in which family power can shift away from parents as their children come into their own. For a short while, Gregor and sister Greta, who takes charge of her bug brother, enjoy a new and unaccustomed power as their parents struggle and fail to deal with the filthy, crawling nightmare in the bedroom beyond. Now we have struck the motherlode of Kafka's metaphor, power. The theme will carry us much further, helped on its way by the author's repeated use of brilliant and sinister farce. The office manager comes to find out why Gregor is not at work. Afraid the man will leave before he can explain himself, and quite forgetting he is now a giant bug, the Gregor